Today's Gemara is Demai Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Mabez. And today's year is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. And we are learning the ABCs of Demai. We're still in the first parak of Demai in Hakal and Sheva Demai. And the Mishnah told us that the Gzeira of Demai, again, Rov Amei Arts are Ma'aser, so the whole thing is based on a miyut. But if somebody buys the produce from the Am HaAretz, not for consumption purposes, for seeding, for kemach la'oros, for tanning, for any of those purposes, so then there's a patur from demai. It's a patur from demai. And we noted that this only applies if I actually buy it for these reasons. If I bought it for a reason of consumption, I bought produce to eat, so then I'm chayiv in the gzeira of demai, and then I decide I'm going to plant it, so then it's too late. Then it's too late, then I have to be mafrish mishum demai. That's a beferish gemara in Chulin and Daf Zayin that we'll see by the Shem a little bit later. So the gemara continues and now says, min giziv ulahalan patur min ademai. Giziv, which in the Bavli is kiziv, right, with a kaf. Min giziv ulahalan, that's one of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, somewhere, patur min ademai. There's a machlokas, rishonim. What is Ksiv the border of? Is it the northern border or the western border? What do you mean the western border? The western border is the Mediterranean Sea. What do you mean the western border? So there were those we showed him that thought that Ksiv was a place that was close, but it was a little thin piece of land somewhere, probably in the northwest, not just the west, that Ksiv was near, and a little west of that didn't have Flushes Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Gittin talks about lower down, even out into the Mediterranean, there might be Kedusha. There might be some islands there that might have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Gittin talks about how you figure that out. But Ksiv, according to most, we showed him, it's somewhere in the northern border. But if you look in the Rambam, I'm saying, and that's why the Mishnah says, from Ksiv further, there is no Demai, because it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. So according to this, there wouldn't be Demai. There wouldn't be, you know, more than Demai. There wouldn't be Truma. There wouldn't be Maisa. There wouldn't be the De'oraisa elements either. The Rambam tells us in Hilchas Trumos. Again, this is a Rambam that we're going to refer back to by the Shem often as we continue the Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz discussion. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Trumos. Remember, Trumos is after Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam starts off all of Sefer Zeroyim with Kilayim. We spoke about that. That's a little unusual. Why start off with Kilayim? I think that we mentioned a Radvaz at the beginning of the Kilayim. Why the Rambam feels the need to start off with Kilayim. It's not the first, again, in the Siddurim. But after Kilayim, then he has Matnas Aniyim, right? Which is also a separate category. And then we get into the Mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz. Right, Bikurim's all the way at the end. We mentioned too, Trumas and Meisers and Meiser Sheni and Netaravai. The Rambam puts there, and then Bikurim at the end with other Matnas Kahuna Shebigvulin, and then Shemitah V'Yovel at the end. So again, the Rambam, as we mentioned in the last year, in Sefer Tahara, here in Sefer Zra'im, he also rearranges from what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did. And the Rambam talks about the first halacha in Hilchos Trumas, which is really a build up. This is the first halacha in all of Mitzvot Atulias Baretz, because Trumos is the beginning of Trumos and Meiser Sheni and Bikurim. So it's the beginning of it all. So Rambam says Trumos and Meiser in Nahogas bin Torah El Eretz Yisrael. Midaraisa is only in Eretz Yisrael. Bei Befnei Abayis, Bei Shalom Befnei Abayis, and it's not connected to Kedushas Bayis. Right? It has to do with maybe Jews being there, a certain amount of Jews, but it does not have to do with the Beis Hamikdash. Any of these mitzvahs are Tulias Baretz. The Nevi'im Hiskinu, Sheyu Noagos Af Be'eretz Shinar, the Nevi'im or Misakein, that we're going to expand a little bit. Certain lands that are contiguous with the land of Israel also have certain mitzvos on, at least on a Durabana level. Eretz Shinar, Mebneishi Smuchal Eretz Yisrael, Verov Yisrael Holche V'Shavinsham. And it's a vacation spot, and many Jews go back and forth there. Then, v'chachamim arishonim, that was the Nevi'im. The chachamim arishonim is kiddush yinogos af be'eretz Mitzrayim, u'be'eretz Amon u'Moav, v'b'nei sheheim sevivos Eretz Yisrael. A different word. There's the Nevi'im, the lands that are smucha. There are the chachamim, the lands that are saviv. So we'll have to figure out what the difference between those lands are. And then the Rambam says, what is the definition of Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, Hamur b'chamakom, hi aratzel shekovesh osan melech Yisrael, o shofet onavi midas rov Yisrael. Kibush Rabim. Fine. It has to be Kibush Rabim. It has to be with the backing of the entire nation. And then he talks about the issue of David HaMelech, some lands that were not Kibush Rabim. But if we continue, Halacha Hey. Kol she'achzigu olim Mitzrayim and his kaddish b'kedusha rishona. There were two, as we know, kenisos going up to. Why are we bringing this in here? Because the Rambam is going to mention Ksiv, right? There's a all the lands that the olim Mitzrayim in the first entrance with Yoshua ben Nun, all the lands that they conquered. V'nis kaddish b'kedusha rishona kiven shegalu ba'alu k'dushasan. Once we were exiled the first time, so the kedusha was lost also because the kedusha has to do with Bnei Yisrael, as we said. Shekedusha Rishona l'fisha Yisrael b'Bnei Kibush Bilvad Kishul L'Shaita v'lo Kishul L'Asilavo. That's the famous Rambam elsewhere in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Kibush versus Chazaka. Kivin Sha'alu Bnei Hagola ve'achziku b'miksas ha'aretz. Once the Bnei Hagola, once the second entrance took place under the leadership, a little bit later, of Ezra HaSofer, Kedusha Shnia HaOmedes LaOlam, L'Shaito LaSalavo. The second time they went in, that Kedusha lasts forever. The problem is, there were some places that they went in that they only conquered the first time and not the second time. So they didn't get it the second time, then that's called lands that were nichbash by Oli Mitzrayim, but not by Oli Bavel. So what status do those have? Those do not have Kedusha's Aretz fully, because the Kedusha of the first time they went in didn't last. Only the second time they went in. But the Rambam says, many of those places the rabbis left with semi-kedusha so that there would be truas and maishras available even during the Shemitah year, so that the Kohanim will have something to eat during the Shemitah year, the Kohanim and the Levium. That's the Rambam. V'inicho osan ha-makomo she'chzibe m'oli Mitzrayim v'lo ha'chzibe m'oli Bavel kishahayu v'lo patra min ha-chumo maishras k'dei she'yisvechu aleim aniyim b'shvias. So the aniyim have something to eat during Shemitah also, the Kohanim, the Levium, and the aniyim, which is interesting. Did you give maiser ani during the Shemitah year? That's a discussion in the Achronim, a little bit in the Rishonim. Which Meiser, Ani or Sheni, did you give during the Shemitah year? Right? 1, 2, 4, and 5, we know is Sheni. 3 and 6 is Ani, so it's like two cycles. So what about Shemitah? What do you give? There's a Mishnayis in, I think, in Yadayim that talk about it. So the Rambam a little bit later on says places. So what are the lands that are Echzik Oli Mitzrayim, Oli Bavel? He talks about, quotes the first Mishnah in Gittin, but Alach HaChetz, Mehechad Echzik Oli Bavel, Miksiv Vilifnim Kineged HaMizrach. So he quotes Ksiv as a western border, right? Ksiv and east, that's Eretz Yisrael. Umiksiv V'lachutz Aramana V'hi Samnun Simanum Varanar Vunachem Etzrayim Lo'achzikuba Ksiv Atzma Lo'achzikuba. Rambam talks about Ksiv, but that's a big discussion. Look in the first daf in Maseches Gittin, if you look in Chulin on daf Vav, all the Rishonim get into the action here about the exact borders. Most of them were not here. Most of them were not here, so they were just going based on Psukim and based on Misora that they had. And the Rabban, interestingly, when he came to Eretz Yisrael towards the end of his life, so he changed a couple of his commentary on Al HaTorah, not too much, but a little bit of his commentary on Al HaTorah, he changed two or three things, because once he came, he saw certain realities that he hadn't been aware of, whether they're geographical, whether they're other. Okay, so the Mishnah says, from Ksiv out, that's Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, Pater Min HaDmai, there's no mitzvah of Dmai, and maybe no mitzvah of the other mitzvahs either. And then there now, the Mishnah lists off other produce that is Pater from Dmai, and the Gemara will talk about the reasons for each of these Pturim. Chalas Ama Aretz. If an Ama Aretz is being Mafrish Chala, what do you mean Mafrish Chala? Is an Ama Aretz Tameh? So the Chala is going to be Tameh anyway. So it's a case where he's doing it with a Chaver, someone who is trustworthy in terms of Tumah V'Tara and Halacha. So he's Mafrish on that level. So the Chalas Ama Aretz, via the Mara Fulda, Shetikin Lo Gavil Chaver. A Chaver Neder with a K. K-N, right? So neither he was, so you know it's Tahar. Verotza litna l'kohen chaver, put pater min adamai. So that's pater from adamai, that chala, that comes from an amaretz. Veha medume, a mixture of truma and chulin, which there wasn't enough chulin to be mivatel the truma, less than 1 to 100, right? So then it's called medume. If it's 100 to 1, so then it's batel. It's batel. But if it's less than 100 to 1, that's medume, that's usher for a Yisrael to eat, because the truma is abatel. On a daraisa level, this is how many Rishonim assume, Rashi and Tosfos in Nida, on Dab Mem Zayin, mi daraisa, truma is like everything else. It's batel barov. Truma is batel barov. But there are chumra mi derabanan by certain items. Right? That's what the Tosfos says. Nida Mem Zayin. Mikan maybe rivaraya, the truma betela barov daraisa. That which we learned in the Sifra. So there are psukim that seem to allude to the fact that Truma is batel b'meya in 100. So those are asmachtas. But then Tosfos says maybe it's not a raya, but that's a discussion. But Truman Lamaisa is batal be mea ve'achad in 101 altogether. And if one has medume from a am haaretz, then that medume is not chayiv in the hafrashos of demai, of the hafrashos of demai. We'll say something about medume, but let's just finish the line. V'halokot bekesa meiser, special halacha. The Gemara will explain why. If somebody buys food from an am haaretz with money of meiser sheni money, even if it's meiser, real meiser sheni money, not just demai meiser sheni money. If you buy food, that's pater from demai. Shiari menachos, the leftover of a karban mincha. We know a karban mincha, what do? We bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen does kemitza, he sticks his hand into the flour, and all the flour that's under the three middle fingers, that's called the kometz, that's put into a kli, and that's burned on the Mizbeach. And the rest of the menachos can be eaten by the male Kohanim. It's kachi kachim. So the leftover mincha, what's eaten, if Am Haaretz had brought a karban, then the Kohen does not have to be mafresh dmai from that. Peturim and dmai. We'll get to. People are scared of kachim. Veshemen arev, fragrant, sweet, wonderful smelling oil, beishamay mechayvin, or beisil potre. Beisil says chayiv, beishamay says potter from being mafresh dmai. The Pnei Moshe here says, because ein cheskaso la'achila ela la'reach, right, the ikar is to, for the aroma, not for the eating, and as we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, anything that's not bought for eating is going to be pater. The Vilna Gaon, they call this b'shem the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, has an amazing shot on medume, he uses the word medume in a totally different context, right, the last eight psukim in the Torah, who wrote them? Who wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah? That is a machlokas tanoim. You think it's a machlokas about everything? You wouldn't think it's a machlokas about this. Who wrote part of the Torah? But there is. There's a machlokas tanoim. Who wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah? What's the problem? It says Moshe died. Moshe couldn't write Moshe died. L'chora. He could write Moshe will die. But to say Moshe died and it didn't die yet, right, that's a little tricky and maybe impossible. So that's why some tanoim say that Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah. But then the other shita says that's also impossible. Moshe didn't write some of the Torah. How do we have a Torah? It says, L'koach ha-sefer ha-Torah zeh. Moshe says, take this Torah. The last day of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, I don't know how many Torahs, 13 Torahs. Right? So how is it possible that the Gemara in Sota talks about a nace that the Torah was written in 70 languages and all those rocks on the day that they came into Eretz Yisrael. One of the nace that he writes so many Torahs in one day. So that was also a nace. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote all those Torahs on his last day. So this machlokas. But the language of the Gemara explaining that shita of it must have been Moshe wrote it. Moshe had to write it. Because it's impossible that Moshe didn't write it. So it says Moshe wrote it bidema. Right, Gemara Menachos and elsewhere. So what does it mean Moshe wrote it in Baba Basra? Moshe wrote it bidema, so Pashas it means in tears. Rashi says in tears. Meirov tsaro. Meirov tsaro. What does it mean? He was in pain. So from the human side of it, he was upset. He didn't want to die. He wanted to do more Avodas Hashem. He was in pain. Some other mefarshim we mentioned for Soloveitchik, we had a whole shiur about this in the past. That, what do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he has to die, okay, he has to die. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. This isn't someone, anyone else in the world that would just have the human pain. Okay, Moshe lived 120 years. He'd be upset, but if Hashem tells him to do it, would he have that reaction? So one might say, yes, he was human. But others might say, so the Rav Soloveitchik develops an idea without proving it right now. He was in pain that he couldn't imbue the last day psukim with Kedusha Sefer Torah fully. Right? Because it was somehow different. Okay, that's Meirov Tsaro. But the Gra says maybe Dema, there's another shot of Dema. He says this in they quoted in Zos HaBracha in the Kol Aliyo. He says from the word Meduma. Mixed up. What is Dema Meduma? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it Bedema. What does it mean Bedema mixed up? So explains the Gra. We know that the Ramban tells us in the Hakdama to the Torah that Kol HaTorah Kula spells out Shem Hashem. And the Torah existed before the world was created. So how did the Torah exist before the world was created? It didn't happen yet. It says, and the Malachim came to Avraham. Right? The people came to Avraham. So what do you mean? They didn't come to Avraham yet. How did it say that? So the answer is it didn't say that yet. The Torah, if you put all the letters together, it spells out Shem Hashem, and it doesn't say what we have. So that's the Torah in its pristine state before it was split up into words. And the Rabban says, you could have put Barosh Yisbara Elokim instead of Beresh Yisbara. So it spelled different things. when it was before the Torah was given. When Hashem gave us the Torah, He also separated it and told us how we're supposed to read it. How we're supposed to read it based on Olam Hazeh, based on this world. So that's the two levels of Torah, right? In its state, in its Shem Hashem state, and in its understandable state. Says the Gra, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. The one that says that Moshe wrote it, the one that says Yeshua wrote it, they're both right. Hashem gave Moshe the Torah in its pristine, up until the last day Pesukim, in its deciphered state. The last day Pesukim, it didn't say Vayam Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. He gave it in its mixed up, natural, original state of pre-existence of the world. So it didn't say it, but Moshe wrote it. But it didn't say Vayam Hashem Moshe. Yeshua ben Nun, then Hashem communicated with him and told him what it was supposed to say. So really, it was given to Moshe Bedema in a meduma, in a mixed up state. That's what he used. The Gra uses the word meduma from Zrayim in that context. Fascinating. Continuing the Gemara, says the Gemara, Mikiv Shalachachol Zera. Back to the first line of the Mishnah. When I bought it from the Am Haaretz for seeding purposes, I'm not going to eat it. So lo shani he v'davar she'zara kala, he davar she'in zara kala. Doesn't make a difference if it's the type of seed that disintegrates totally as it grows, or it stays in the ground. What's he alluding to? Because the Pnei Moshe says, because when it comes to tevel vadai, planting it, there's a difference between the two. Right? There might be more heterim if it totally disintegrates, and there's no gzera, that somebody might find it, and it'll be tevel. So it will be more coolest if it's davar shezara kala, but by demai doesn't make a difference. Amar Rav Yochanan v'tani came, and we also learned it in a brisa. Lekachan lezera. What happens if you change your mind? Lekachan lezera v'chishav al lechila. I bought from Am Haaretz in order to put it for seeds, in order to give it to my animal, and then I decide, you know what? I'm going to keep it to eat. So you know what? The halacha changes, right? Then the demai kicks in. Boin b'machshava. The chiyuv of demai comes b'machshava once you decided. So then you have to take off demai. What about the opposite? L'kach alachil b'chishal lezera. But if you bought it for demai, you bought it to eat. And there's a chiyuv of demai, and then you change your mind that you want to plant it. Lo hakol mimenu, or the gears of the Mara Fulda, and the others is, or the pshat is lo kol kemine, as we have in Bavli sometimes. He doesn't have that power. Lo hakol mimenu, it's not from him, meaning tough luck. It's too late. Once you buy it from an Am Haaretz and you're in the world of the Takana of Demai, then you have a chiyuv to be mafrish, even if you change your mind otherwise. Good. Tani says the Braisa, Ein Zarin Tevel. Right, we said you're allowed to seed to put into the ground Demai, but if it's actual Tevel, right, untithed produce, so then you can't plant that. Now let it plant that. Machlokas Rishonim, whether this is an Issa Daraisa or an Issa Darabanan, right? Is it a Darabanan because you just don't want to cause a loss to the Kohanim and the Levium? Is it a Daraisa because this is called some type of Hana'a that you're getting? So, Ezer and Tevel, Vein Machab and Tevel. You can't, even if there are Tevel seeds on the ground, you can't cover it with dirt, because that's also part of the growing process, right? On Shabbos, you can't cover a seed with dirt. That would be part of the Malach of Zareya. Ava machapen emagoy tevel. But if a non-Jew has tevel that he's planted, so you're allowed to cover the dirt with him for his tevel. Shachach v'zara tevel patur. What if you forgot? You forgot, you planted, you didn't realize it was the tevel seeds, you planted the tevel, your patur shekvar avad, it's already done. What are you going to do? Right, it's already in the ground. B'davar she'ein darko lehislake. If it's a situation where it's impossible to pick up the seeds, right? Sometimes they disintegrate already, they're tiny. B'davar she'darko lehislake. But if it's a case where it's something that you can pick up, then kotzer oso shilake oso. Then you should pick it up. Below tzamach, as long as it didn't grow yet. Avalim tzamach, if it already grew, then we're mekel. Nasa k'davar she'ein darko lehislake. If it already grew, then we treat it as if it's something that cannot be collected, so that Rav Chaim Gideevsky shelo yafsin mashet tzamach. So you don't lose what you planted. We're not so machmir in this regard if you planted tevel, which makes it sound like it's an issa d'rabbanan. You have all these limitations. It makes it sound like it's a d'rabbanan. Okay, once you did it, so then it's it'll be okay. Weiter. Rabbi Yochanan kabed Rabbi Yochel. When Rabbi Yochanan used to eat, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara talks elsewhere that Rabbi Yochanan used to eat a good amount. So Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochel, afilu kupad, afilu beya. Even when he ate meat and eggs, havi misake, he used to be mafresh shumas and maestros when he ate meat and eggs. That's a chumra agab. You could never heard of that one today, right? So amar lo tamidai, lo kein ilfan Rebbe. Didn't you teach us aser to aser is kol tfuas zarecha? right? Shubas and maestros apply to things that grow from the ground. Why should you have to give shubas and maestros from eggs? Right? It's not giduli aretz, or from meat. So Rabbi Yochanan says, to chashash lomashket sheyesh bohen. Aye. And what if the eggs and meat were cooked in some type of juice that came from a fruit or a vegetable that was not hufrash? So, extra chumrah. We don't pass in this way, but that's how he was knowing, right? The Pnei Moshe says, kigon yayin v'shemen, maybe wine and oil. Right? So he was generally more machmir in that regard. Fine. We continue. Says the Gemara Lebehema. Lebehema, as we promised yesterday, and promise said, there's going to be a garata, so here we go. So Lebehema, the Mishnah said, if I buy something from an Amar, it's for a behema, right? If it's for animal fodder, so then it is not chayef. It is not chayef. But as we will see on today's daf, maybe there's a chumrah, lechadchila, even lebehema. And maybe not just for people, but for behemoths, as we'll see. Rabbi Yirmiya shalach Reb Zeira chad misana deteinim delo miskina. Rabbi Yirmiya sent Reb Zeira a basket of figs that were not misukan. Right, that it was tevel. Chumas and maestros weren't taken from yet. Favir Reb Yirmiya savar. So Reb Yirmiya, who sent it, he said, "Meimer ma Reb Zeira mechod delo miskina." Would Reb Zeira ever eat anything without being mafir chumas and maestros? No way. So I don't have to. Because he's for sure going to be ma'af for shumas and maestros. Reb Zeira saw, Reb Zeira got this present. He said, "Meimar ma'efshar, sorry, Meimar ma'efshar de Reb Yirmiya mishachali milo d'lo miskana." Is Reb Yirmiya going to send me something that wasn't misukan? They didn't take off shumas and maestros yet, so they each thought that the other one did it, or the other one will do it, and that led to problems. The achronim wonder, how could Reb Yirmiya have done that? Right? There's a chazaka even. Chazaka, there's nothing that goes out from a chaver's hand, darashayim mesukan, right? There's a chazaka about that, but how did he do that? How did he, you know, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. He never is mafresh anything, but why couldn't he have thought that? Maybe it's coming from me. So if you look in the Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim, lechaver kasha Reb Yirmiya, heich hotzi mitachas yad darashayim mesukan. Kaimalon chazaka al chaver sheinu motzi mitachas yad darashayim mesukan. It's a chazaka. So he says maybe one shot is that it was demai, right? Demai haya. V'lochash Reb Yirmiya lohotzi mitachas demai isn't included in that chazaka. Right, and therefore he no chazaka. Then he thought that the recipient was always very machpid. He wouldn't even rely on anybody else's ashgacha, and he was always mafresh. Number one, or v'efsher nami, Reb Yirmiya asked the Am Haaretz on a weekday. This is going to come up later on in the fourth parak. Be'ez Hashem, Reb Yirmiya asked Am Haaretz on a weekday, "Will you mafresh?" And he said yes. And there's a question about whether you're allowed to trust the Am Haaretz lagabe Shabbos. Whether this Ema Shabbos Aleihem, Visvirale, Reb Yirmiya held, Mepnei Kavod Shabbos, Mutar Gam B'Sha'alo B'Chol. Not only, of course you had to understand that Mishnah, not only if you asked Am Haaretz on Shabbos would he be believed, but even if you asked him on a weekday about Shabbos, he would be believed. Or at least on Shabbos, you could believe him. U'B'Shabbos Shalach Leit, he said to him on Shabbos. That's why Reb Yirmiya felt that it would be okay. And once he gets it on Shabbos, okay, well, he's not going to eat the food that Rabbi Yirmiya sent him. Right? That it's a davar iser. Right? But he also still wouldn't have wanted it. So maybe that was what was going on here. Really, there was a heter, but he didn't want to rely on the heter. Okay. Either way, what happens? The Gemara continues. Bein dein l'dein is achlas tevel. Well, tevel was eaten in some way. He thought he took it off, and he thought he took it off. L'machar kamime. The next day, they happen to meet each other. And armalei hahi misada d'shalchas li'esla miskrasavis. That basket that you sent me, you know, was it misukan? Maybe he felt something in the food, right? The great gedolei hatanoim. You know, they could smell treif, right? Was there something? Were you mafresh? Armalei amris. Ma Reb Zeira mechol mila delo miskina. I thought to myself, would Reb Zeira ever eat anything without being mafresh? Amar lei of ana amris kein. I also said, Abi Reb Yirmiya mishachli mila delo miskina. I thought, would Reb Yirmiya send me something? So this is the story, part one. Rabbi Abba Barzvina b'shem Reb Zeira amar Reb Zeira. After this, exclaimed, right, we have this in the Bavli also, but he said it based on this reason, this story that maybe he ate Tevel by mistake. In Havi Kadmoi b'nei Malachim anem b'nei Nash. If the earlier generations were like angels, then we were like people. Vin Havin b'nei Nash, and if they were like people, an chamarn, then we're just like donkeys. We're just like donkeys, meaning we're not on the level. This is one of the classic lines in Chazal of Niskatnu Hadoros. That, look, we were nichshal. Our generation was nichshal. Amr b'mana b'ahi shai ta'amin. And they said, afilu l'chamar t'yir Pinchas ben Yair lo d'minan. We're not even like the chamar of Pinchas ben Yair, let alone, you know, we're like donkeys if they're like people. We're not even like donkeys. We're not even like the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair. Stop there for a minute. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. Elsewhere, the Gemara has the Dav Zayin in Meseches Gittin. I'll read it from. It's the one I have open. The Gemara talks about how there's a special type of protection that tzaddikim have from certain shogeg sins. Everybody can do a mezid, right? We can do a mezid, right? That's what can you do? But in terms of shogegs, in terms of ones, the Gemara says, "V'hashta behemta shel tzaddikim mina kadosh baruch hu maybe takala al yadam tzaddikim atzvah l'kol shekein." Right, the Gemara asks this a number of times where it seems like a tana did an avera. How could that, by accident? How could that have happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them. So, and Tosfos always asked in all these places, but what do you mean? You see this six Gemaras that Hashem didn't protect them, and Rabbi Shmuel was mat to the light on Shabbos, even though he's not allowed to be mat to the light. All these different stories, and Rabbi Shimon Shetach killed Adam Zomamin, right? All different stories that are given. So, one of Tosfos' answers in a number of places is that it only applies by midi da'achila. Behem ben shal tzadikim, that whole yisod of Hashem protecting, is only by food items, because food is imbibed and affects the neshama, and even if it was a shogeg or an ones, but if somebody ate not kosher, it affects them. Right? That's the Tosfos. Gittin. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, de lo parach el gabi midi da achila, de genayhu litzadik sheochel davar iser. Right, to Ochel Davar Iser. And that helps by Rabbi Shmuel, who was mata, I'm sorry, I take it back, Hashem ben Shetach. Rehuda ben Tabai, Sharagei Zomei. So that's the, and I think it went in front of Shimon Shetach, but that's Rehuda ben Tabai. And then he quotes others, other Gemaras. But that's the, in terms of Midi Da'achila. The problem is, this is Midi Da'achila. This was Midi Da'achila. So maybe, this is one of the riots that they bring, maybe Demai isn't inherently Macholas Asuros. It's just a Gzeira Chovas Gavra. Chovas Gavra to be Mafresh. And if it ended up that he was mafresh, so then even if I ate it, I didn't violate, right? And that relates to the Magen Avraham discusses in Hilchos Shabbos. What about if something is not usur, but it's just time-bound? Eating before Kiddush, that's not machalas asuros, right? Even eating on Yom Kippur, if it's a time-bound mitzvah, is that treif, or is that just, I'm not allowed to eat? So these are different type of machalas asuros, and those maybe aren't in the same category of behemten shel tzadikim, right? The Magen Avraham there talks about being machil not kosher to a child. You're not allowed to be machil not kosher to a child, but giving them food before Kiddush, it's not really not kosher. It's just that the time makes it not able to eat, but it's not the same as being not kosher. Okay, big sugya about maybe takala. But the Gemara says here, we're not even like the donkeys of Pinchas ben Yair. Where do you see that? Here we go. Chamar to Pinchas ben Yair. So this story appears in a different form in Chulin Dav Zayin. Often, as we have said, there are stories that have come up even in different places in the Bavli. Rabbi Akiva and the whole story with his wife at the beginning of his life, two different Ksubas and Adarim, not even too far away from each other, different emphases. Different emphases, different details. So here, the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair, Ganvua listi balalya. Ganavim stole him. They stole the donkey one night. And Avdis Tamura Gabun Tlaza Yomim. They kept him in hiding for 3 days. Zolotoma Klome. He didn't eat anything. He wouldn't eat anything. Basa Tlaza Yomim Ismalchun Machazar to Lamara. After 3 days, they said, okay, we're going to return it to his master. Why? Amrin Nishlachini Lamara. Let's send it away. Zolamus Lagaban. The donkey's going to die. Vetisri Marta. And our cave is going to be smelly. Right, so we have to get rid of this donkey before he ruins our. They don't care about the donkey, but our cave is going to be smelly. Afkuna, so he sent it out. Azaz v'kamas al turis demora. So the donkey went and stood at the gate of his master outside. Shurius menaka, and it started to make noise. Amralon. So Rav Pinchas ben Yair hears and says, "Ah, poskan lahada lifta. Go open the door for that Nebuch. To isle tlasa yobin to lotam is klum. I bet it hasn't eaten in 3 days." I bet my dog has eaten in 3 days. Paskalan va'alasla. Okay, they open the door, they let it in. Omar lo, yavin la klum techol. Right? He said to them, go, give him something to eat. Give him something to eat. Yavin kuma sarin. They gave it barley. Right? Why barley? Barley's animal fodder. Right? The machal of carbon sota and the carbon ha'omer. Lo bas mechal, it wouldn't eat. Rebbe, lo bas mechal, it's not eating. Omar lo, miskinenun. Were you mafresh? Did you fix it? Did you fix the food? So, Amrulay in, they said yes. So some of Farshim say, what, they were lying? No, maybe they didn't realize what he was saying. Did he fix it? Did you take out the rocks? Did you make it like even animals would eat it? So Amrulay, he asked them again, Vari mitun damien, were you mafrit shumas and maisris? Amrulay, v'lo kinofen Rebbe, didn't you teach us the mission in Demai? Halokeach lazer alabahema kemach laura shemel and era shemel asukwa tzakhen lepotim and Demai. If you buy from the Amaretz for an animal, it's potim from Demai. So if the animal, you know, is going to be eating it, so isn't it pater? So if you look in the Bavli, the answer to this question was, yes, that's only if you bought it to feed an animal. But this food that you're giving it was originally bought for human consumption. And then they changed their minds, they're still a chiyuv. Right? That's how the answer is given in the Bavli. But here, it's a different answer. My animal is more machmir. Amralon, my nevel adalotu, what do you want from my animal? What did he machmer al gar masagin? He's machmer that even if you buy it from an ama aretz, still you have to be mafresh. Va'rei mandamians, they took off chumas and maestras, va'achlis, and they ate. Unbelievable. The Ramban discusses this in Ala Torah. The Ramban discusses Ala Torah. Right, remember the, in Chayasara, where Avram Avinu's donkeys are muzzled. And Rashi there quote, they're muzzled because he didn't want them to eat from the, from the grain that wasn't theirs. So he asked the Ramban, was your Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey greater than Avram Avinu's camels? Come on, Avram Avinu, it's impossible, says the, this is the line of the Ramban. Ala Torah. E efshar shiya chasidus bebeisol shal Pinchas Ben Yair gadol yosem bebeisol shal Avram Avinu. It's impossible, says the Ramban. So why did it have to be muzzled? They weren't going to eat anyway. Right, they weren't as smart. The camels of Avraham Avinu aren't as smart as the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair. So says the Ramban, it must be v'zu she'ela listar pisuach hazama. Right? This whole sugya, creates difficulty. Because the chaver of Pinchas ben Yair einenu tzarech lishtamer min advar ma'asir on the bailach kilo kol shekin yivalash al Avraham Avinu ve'tzar lezama kilo yunu lesad kolom. So he just ends and says, I think it's that medrash is not pashup shot. He says, what is the opening of the camels when he got there? The Indian vitach gmalim shepasach mosori savarim ki aminug laholicham kshurim. The minug is when you travel with your camels, they are muzzled. Osha yahochem chagur b'moshav amerkava kiloshan ishalil. And when you get to the place where you go, and you unmuzzle them. But he quotes that from Rashi and the Medrash and says it's difficult to put these chazals together. A little bit more. Train miskenin. There were two poor people. Afkidun train sari desarin gavir Pinchas ben Yair. Rather, two poor people that gave two sa'ah of barley to a Pinchas ben Yair. Zarun v'chasav alan. What did he do with it? He planted it and he harvested it and he put it into the silos. Right, and there was plenty. Bon mesav sareon. So years later, they come to pick up their barley. Amarlon, Isen gablai v'chamrei v'sav and sarechon. Go, but get some camels and some donkeys. It's not seeds anymore, right? It's whole silos worth of barley. So you see his sidkus that he took care of other people's stuff as much as if it would be his own. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, one more. Azul lachad aser. He went to a place asun lagabe. The people came out to him and said, Amrulay achbarai achali burin. The mice are eating all of our produce. The achbarim, assuming achbar is a mouse, some type of mouse rodent. Gazer aleim v'tamsun. So he went into the field and says, achbarim, come here. And all the achbarim came out to talk to Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Shar and mitzavtefin, and they all started squeaking and making their noises, whatever noise achbarim do. Amrulan yadin atun ma'in and amrim. He says to the townspeople, he says, you know what they're saying? He said, no, we don't know what they're saying. Amrulay lo. They say no. Amrulan amrim delo miskina. They say that all of your stuff hasn't been hufrash, and therefore they're helping you out by eating all of your grain. Right? I guess not like the donkey. Right? Achbarim weren't as machpid, but they were trying to prevent. They said, this, they're helping you out. So Amrulay Orvin, so they said, you know what? We promise from now on, we're going to be mafresh and just get them rid of us. Arvun, so he took that as a security, velo inchun, and they didn't come back and bother anymore. Just to end with one final thought I saw late last night, the, on this line about the Achbarim. The Sefer Yalkut Gershuni Alashas, the Magen Avraham quotes from Rabbi Moshe Hadarshan, by Vidui Maestris, where we so spoke about Vidui Maestris. Vidui Maestris, we say, Lo avati mimitzvosecha velo shachachti. Right? I didn't forget. So why didn't I forget? The Chazal say, if we're not mafresh shumas and maestris, achbarim are going to come eat our produce. And it says in Harios, if somebody eats from something that an achbar ate from, he's going to forget his learning. So, lo avarti mimitzvosecha, we say in the Vidui Maestris, I didn't leave out any of the mitzvahs, and I didn't forget Torah. If I didn't forget Torah, that means the achbarim didn't eat my stuff, because I was mafresh properly. Because if I wouldn't have been mafresh properly, then the achbarim would have come and eaten my stuff. So that's v'lo shachachti, I didn't forget, because I didn't have to eat anything from an achbar was noshech, based on the Gemara in Harios, and that is a deeper idea relating to that. We're not done with achbarim, but we'll have to stop now, Be'ez Hashem, and we will continue.